Well, hello guys, and here's a story that proves with femmes, it's always about money. This femme is 44 years of age. Then she had a relationship with a 71-year-old man who was obviously a millionaire, or even multi-millionaire. They started their relationship in 2000. Then she moved into his mansion with her two children, then stayed there until 2018. But she was always going on about them getting married. And of course, you know why she wanted to get married. Because then everything, or half of everything, would be hers. Anyway, in 2018, they split up. And he did give her 2.6 million so she could buy another house to live in. But that's not good enough. So she took him to court, saying that he promised her half of the house, which is worth 18 million pounds. This is what love is to a femme. But this old guy isn't that stupid. The house was actually in a trust, and the judge actually ruled against her, saying that if she believed that half the house was hers, even if the old guy said it, it wasn't binding. But she has been allowed to stay in the mansion until she gets her new house. All I can say is, nice try, honey. They're like sharks circling. That's why a lot of guys who are married for 20 years feel betrayed when divorce happens. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's important to the femme is money. And usually only then does the husband actually find out that his whole 20 years was a lie. Of course, not all femmes are like this, but mostly all of them are, aren't they? For some reason, femmes believe that the male's money or wealth is owed to them. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I mean, if they could love as much as they have greed, they would be very loving people, wouldn't they? You take it easy, fellas.